let's talk a little bit about the production. Like, what made you adapt the original opera?
Yeah, well, I was working with my colleague, John Conklin, and there were a couple of reasons. First of all, to be able to do the piece, because it's typically for a much larger crowd and of singers and musicians, and we wanted to make sure that the company could actually accomplish it. So making a virtue out of necessity, we excised all the shepherd bits, which actually can be very distracting. I mean, sometimes, you know, I mean, shepherds can be very exciting. If I did have a full complement, you know, who knows? But we wanted to streamline the trajectory of Orfeo and include other alternate stories about him, like other since before Monteverdi and since Monteverdi, so that he's positioned in the middle of history. And, you know, we have some texts from Ovid and from Virgil that will be spoken in Latin, and some text long since Monteverdi from Rainier Maria Rilke that will be spoken in German, and Sarah Rule, which actually has been translated into Italian, but we do have a little bit of English, Latin, Italian, mostly it's all, of course, Italian, but some of those other languages too. So I was interested in streamlining the journey and for the Orvieto story, you know, and also finding an aesthetic with the singers and actors that they would be always present. And for instance, Eurydice plays Speranza, and she also plays Echo, and she plays La Musica. So we're going to see her change costume right in front of everybody. And Orfeo, it's just his story, so he will only play himself. But the other characters all, there are three singers and one speaker. And the speaker is a bit of an interlocutor with the audience and also contains within himself a little bit of the Dionysian principle in opposition to Apollo, who ends the opera. But, you know, we know, too, that the opera in its first when it was first presented in 1607 in Mantua, in the ducal palace, had a different ending, and it was probably changed when it was presented to the women of the city. So I'm interested that initially it was the Bacchanalian ending. So we're certainly inserting, stopping the music and inserting the alternate ending, you know, in text from Ovid. So we're having a little fun with it.
Naturally.
But all the music will be, all the music of, with the exception of all the shepherd stuff, you know, all the La Chatti Monti, there's a beautiful shepherd song that the three of them sing. And then the Moresca and the finale, that is definitely there, which is part of the original one suspects the Bacchanalian. So, you know, it will be a little over an hour, which also is something that, you know, is really kind of perfect in this time. People are interested in things that are about an hour long. So, and it will begin at 8:30 and in the courtyard of the Simoncelli Palace. So it's out in a courtyard which is open roofed, no roof at all, to the sky. And by the time the opera finishes, it'll be 9:30, which means that it will be dark halfway through. So it'll be very striking, I think, to start it just as the twilight, just, you know, and the twilight hour when the darkness descends.